As human beings, we have intelligence and extraordinary abilities. Those who have more intelligence are more farsighted, and those who are more able also have a greater responsibility toward themselves as well as others. In fact, human beings are responsible not only for other human beings, but for the well-being of other sentient beings and our planet as well. If we utilize our intelligence and abilities in a destructive manner, it will result in disaster and tragedy. We must utilize them constructively instead. I am quite sure that those with extraordinary intelligence and ability who manipulate other people or things for their own benefit end up having some deep regret. I think that both humans and animals have an innate appreciation for truth. If we treat dogs or cats sincerely, they appreciate it. If we cheat them, they realize that and don't like it. If one human being communicates truthfully with another, it is appreciated. If we cheat others, they will react accordingly. Whether they are believers or non-believers, rich or poor, educated or uneducated. Therefore, compassion and honesty exist because we don't want to cheat people and because we all have the same right to be happy. Compassion, as I mentioned earlier, is a combination of sympathy and concern, a feeling of closeness with a sense of responsibility. Some people feel that compassion, love, and forgiveness are religious matters. This is wrong. Love and compassion are imperative. There is no way we can ignore these things, whether one is a believer or not. They are necessary if we want happiness and if we want to be good citizens. As far as religion is concerned, if accepting a particular religion makes you comfortable, then you should take up that religion. If you do not want to, it doesn't matter. Leave it. But it is important to understand the nature of compassion, because it is a basic and necessary human quality.